Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News.
Now, today marks the end of the National Ploughing Championships as the weather has turned somewhat, but yesterday was a record day. 115,500 people attended. Now, you may be one of those who actually attended, or maybe you got to see glimpses of the event on television, but either way, you'll have seen tractors and trailers and ploughs and animals and all sorts of agricultural related goods. But unbeknownst to some, the ploughing also hosts many products that may not be found ever on a farm. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been trailing through the hundreds of stands trying to dig out items that you won't expect to find at a ploughing championships. So Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What did you find?
Well, I must say the feet are walked off me, and every person who attended the ploughing will back me on this one. There's a level of exercise going up and down and up and down the site. For people who've never been, they will be surprised by the sheer size of the whole event. It makes up over 700 acres. Within this, you've 100 acres for ploughing, 100 acres for trade stands and exhibition space, 400 acres of car parking, and a demonstration area of around 25 acres. So you can just imagine the walking you're doing when you're trying to find some of the more unique items there. That being said, a lot more of the household commercial end of things do happen to be up at one end of the site. So your animals and a lot of your food section are down at the lower end, and as you come up to the other side, you have the amusements and the tented trade village, which is a temporary indoor setup, if you like. Now, here's where I found some of the more non-farm related goods, such as beauty products, arts and crafts, confectionery, even massage seats, kitchen appliances, the list goes on. I'm going to play a clip now of founder of Polished London, Debbie Sleeman, which is a teat whitening company. And we'll also hear from Robert, who works for Be Perfect Cosmetics and Voodoo's Hair.
Really excited to be here. It's the first time we've ever done the ploughing before, but it's really nice just meeting everybody. So many people, actually, even though we're based in the UK, have been telling me all about how they're already using the brand, so it's really nice to actually meet our customers.
And more people now are paying attention to their appearance, so the white teeth, it is becoming more of a thing. So what have you got here? You've powder, you've strips?
Yeah, so we've got teeth whitening powder, teeth whitening strips, we've got toothpaste, mouthwashes, also electrical products as well. So we've got electric toothbrushes, water flossers, bamboo toothbrushes. We've also have a new eco-friendly range, so that's toothpaste tablets.
Teeth whitening, it's unique here today. What made you come along here?
Yeah, so for us, the brand has really taken off in Ireland. We're trying to get out more and just brand awareness, meet people, meet our customers.
You're creating a few white smiles around here, are you?
Lots of smiling white smiles is what we love to see.
So my name is Robert. I'm here with Be Perfect and Voodoo's. We do everything from makeup, foundations, concealers, bronzers, right through to hair care, shampoos, conditioners, dryers, straighteners and curlers.
Traditionally, the ploughing championships, you have your tractors, you have your horses, maybe beauty products wouldn't have been always featured there, but times are changing and you're seeing that here today.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a show that we've done for like 8 or 9 years now, so we've kind of really came from these kind of shows and built ourselves up.
And it's such a large brand now, like you're selling around
global,
the world.
Yeah, global brand, sold in probably every single corner of the globe, from India to Australia to America. So yeah.
And are you getting many farmers coming in now,
yeah,
buying products?
Actually, yes, you'd be surprised. All the wives are in. It's been one of the busiest shows that I've had. Honestly, I've not literally lifted my head to breathe today, but it's been good. Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of empty boxes.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you talk to beauty vendors, but more than that, who else do you speak to?
Yes, Pat. So the event is known for being a real engagement opportunity for political parties, financial institutions, lobby groups and unions for that sector. You had the President, Michael D. Higgins, there on Tuesday. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach were there yesterday. But you also have people from the world of sport, music. There are bands playing there at the makeshift bars. And even those who've grown a following on TikTok were even at the event posing for photos. Newstalk's own Kieran Cuddy, he was there trying the Fittest Farmer Challenge yesterday. But I bumped into two well-known athletes. So Irish hurdler Sarah Lavin and retired rugby sevens player Greg O'Shea both have represented Ireland in the Olympics and were there with Permanent TSB, but they were excited to look around at the different types of attractions on offer.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is my first time ever here. So I was so curious on the way up because I've obviously heard so much about it. And we were just discussing how it's literally the largest outdoor event in Europe, which is just mad. It's just so many people, such an atmosphere. And like, yeah, coming down was just... Greg was getting flogged by all the women. And yeah, it was amazing.
I just can't get over the vastness of this festival. Like, it makes me kind of really proud that the largest Europe event outdoors is here in Ireland. Like, it's just... And there's all walks of life here. Everyone just seems to be having a great time. I've never actually properly got stuck into the festival. Usually you go in TY, so there's a lot of school children here. Me and Sarah are always training, I'd say, when people are going up to the National Ploughing Championship. So after we get done at the PTSB stand, I'd say we get stuck in and have a look what's going on.
So you're both Olympians. There's a sports stand up there. You might be taking in some of that, but is there anything else that you want to have a look at?
Yeah, no, I just want to find out, how does someone find out who's the fittest farmer is? Like, I want to see how they get to the... Is there that strength thing like you see in the movies? It looks like there is, to be honest.
Will either of you be able to enter that?
The fittest farmer? I don't think I would fit into that now at all in any shape or form, but I'll go down and have a shout and support.
Yeah. And Greg, people might have memories of you sitting around a swimming pool in a villa, but that's certainly not the case today. You have the jeans on, you've kind of boots, not no wellies. What are you looking forward to getting a look at today?
I'm actually just looking forward to seeing all the small stands and maybe grabbing a few freebies and see what's going on, because there's a lot of people going around here with bags over their shoulders.
There seems to be something for everyone here as well. It's not just farming.
Oh, absolutely everything, you know, from even the amusements. I saw Greg eyeing them up on the way in. but yeah, you'd know he was here before. He's got the boots on. I have the white runners on. Thankfully, it's not too mucky.
Not too mucky. There you heard the voices of Olympic hurdler Sarah Lavin and Love Island winner, retired Irish rugby sevens player Greg O'Shea, both taking in the atmosphere of the ploughing. What else caught your eye, Josh?
Well, Pat, as I mentioned at the start of this piece, there are several different groups with stands there, but you also have the likes of colleges and ITs. I saw a stand for the Irish Prison Service. You have charities, you have holiday travel agents and food companies, like a big Clonakilty pudding tent as well. But as I was making my way through the different rows and blocks of stands, I came across something called the SHE Project, which stands for See Her Elected. Now, this group has been set up to encourage women in rural constituencies to get involved in politics. The team had their own stand there and were handing out information and highlighting to those there of the disparity in women's representation between urban and rural parts of the country. The group actually won an award in Brussels at the European Innovation in Politics Awards. I got speaking with Michelle Maher, who's the programme manager with See Her Elected, to find out if their time was going at the ploughing.
You look at the county councils in and around the Dublin region where, you know, they're almost 50-50 men and women. Very different story once you get into your car and head out any of the roads out of Dublin. You know, you head to the Midlands, there's only 4 women out of 20 county councillors in Westmeath. A little bit further on up the road, you come to Leitrim, Sligo, there's 18 county councillors in both of those. 3 in each of those county are women. And in Mayo, a big county like Mayo with 30 county councillors, and there's only 2 women county councillors in Mayo. So it was very clear that there needed to be a programme targeted at local elections and rural Ireland, and that's what See Her Elected does.
When it comes to genders, whereas ethnicity, people need to see their role models there. What are women coming to you and saying?
Well, I suppose what women themselves will start to concentrate on, first of all, is decision making. That how can a room where you have 28 men and 2 women, you know, and those 28 men will be making very sound decisions for all of their constituents, but the way they will reach the decisions that they make will take into account what their lives are like. And men and women lead very different lives. You would know yourself that if you put a group of men in one room and a group of women in another room, there's going to be two very different conversations happening in those rooms. But if you put them together when it comes to making decisions, the decision making would have to be more rounded and can only be better for that.
When you look around, more men do attend the ploughing, but the managing director herself is a woman. The event is traditionally associated with agriculture and machinery. What's the interaction been like so far today?
The interaction from both men and women has been absolutely astonishing. Behind where you're standing, we have a large map of Ireland where we are showing the total number of councillors in each county. And what we're asking people to do is to pick out their county and guess how many women are in it. And actually, people are really shocked at the low number of women.
And that's Michelle Marr, who's the programme manager with the organisation called SHE, which stands for See Her Elected, as she was detailing the work that the group is doing to encourage more women into politics. Now, Josh, at the start we heard from some of the big branded cosmetic companies who have travelled to the championships. More and more non-farm related stands to be seen. So what else did you find?
Yes, Pat, there sure was. And I met with an antique seller there who had grandfather clocks, tables, mirrors, large chests. And he said some of the farmers were parting with their cash for a nice piece of furniture for the house. I also spoke with one of the founders of Cool Slitters. They provide the official All-Ireland Camogie Ball. There's a section with all your GA brands. Another area selling swings and slides. Now, I know this morning we're talking about all the items you would not expect to see at an agricultural show, but I'm going to play a clip now of a variety of different vendors. And although the first person we'll hear from does provide products that are used by farmers, listeners and certainly myself will not expect the extent that which drones are now being used on farms. So I met with Damien Heslin from DroneWorks Ireland, and I couldn't believe what I saw at his stand. So there's this robot looking device. It has a wingspan of 4 metres and can hold up to 30 litres of liquid. So it's basically a flying drone spray, if you like. Damien showed me a few of the different drones, and you'll hear I was in a sauna, I was looking at bottles of wine. There really is something for everyone at the ploughing.
Farmers are using them for spraying crops, spraying a pesticide if required.
So this is a flying sprayer, if you like.
Yeah.
You're standing in your yard or at the bottom of your field and you want to go up towards the hill where your quad can't go or something like that, and this just lifts up in the air and can spray from the sky.
Exactly. Inaccessible areas. It's mapped out. The drone can map it out, the area specific where you want it sprayed, and then go off and do the job. A very popular one would be with a speaker spotlight that can be used for rounding up sheep from hills, even thermal imaging. They'll record themselves whistling, or they'll record themselves
dogs barking.
Yeah, honestly, and they'll use that then to drive the sheep.
So one of these things could fit in, put in the seat beside you.
Oh,
in the car.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, you can even fit it in a small bag like this, on your shoulder, out into the field.
Yeah, so my own name is Marius. Myself and my brother create a company in Ireland to manufacture custom-made sauna units. This year especially, we brought two beautiful sauna units for a ploughing championship.
And is there much demand for saunas in the Irish
market? Yeah, we try to promote a health lifestyle.
Are you getting much interest from the farmers themselves?
Yeah, a lot of people's coming and ask us about, like, you know, and asking about the health benefits and stuff like that, you know.
And with talks of maybe people tightening their pockets with the cost of living, are saunas viewed as maybe a luxury to some? Or
used to be, maybe, but not anymore. Like, you know, it's affordable, like, price, you know. It's not luxury item, like, you have to look this way. It's like your health.
Hi, my name is Bridget, and our business is absoluteorganicwine.com. We import our own wines. All our wines are organic and vegan.
How are the wine sales going here at the ploughing?
We can only deliver into the Republic because we are based in Northern Ireland. But the interest is fantastic, and that's why we're here, is to try and build up our brand in the Republic.
Why have you decided to come to the ploughing?
We came here as members of the Republic 2 years in a row, and we decided that wine is an agricultural product, and we saw all the food vendors.
My name is Paul. I'm here with LED Lights Dublin. And we're selling air horns today.
So yeah. These are popular with the truckers and that, are they?
Very popular, very popular, yeah.
Do you have ones that do melodies and all that?
There's ones Dukes of Hazzard, everything.
Do you want to give us a blast of it there?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Everything, literally, at the Ploughing Championships.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.